the writing podcast that I used to do, which I'll probably be doing episodes for on here, was called Pants in the Chair. And the reason that I called it Pants in the Chair is because it was referenced to a quote by a woman by the name of Maury. See, I messed up already. Mary Heaton Vorse. And the quote that it's referring to is about how the difficulty of writing, or the art of writing, is the art of putting your pants in the chair. In other words, most of the battle to get to writing is the battle to sit down to do it. And once you sit down, that's far easier than the mental battle. Now, the reason that that's difficult sometimes for writing, most of the time for writing, is because you may not know what you're going to say. You know, sometimes it is actually also that you are afraid to take this thing that's intangible and give it shape, because then it starts to show its limitations. But when you really examine those two things, they're not really that different. I don't know what to say, or I have this idea up here, and once I start to give it shape, it becomes less than this perfect image that I have. So I don't know what to say to make it perfect. And of course, the lesson that most writers learn is that there is no perfect. And that's probably a lesson, actually, that we all learn, not just writers. But what I find about, what I find similar between writing and doing these solo episodes, is it is difficult sometimes to get my pants into the chair, which is funny because I'm so excited to do this, and this is something I'm so driven and something I want to do. But the difference between this and writing is it's not that I don't know what to say. It's that I don't know which to say. I have so many things that I could talk about. I get caught up in which one am I going to talk about? Which one am I going to do? And what I've found so far is to refer to another writer by the name of Philip Roth. And Philip Roth used to write these very meticulous novels. And he said that he would often write 200 pages before he actually got to the point where he said, this is where the novel begins. And he would throw away those other 200 pages. They would not be in the novel. He needed to get those 200 pages out to get to the point where he goes, yes, this is where the story begins. And I think that's something really good to keep in mind, not only for me, but for anybody that's having trouble starting. Just start and go. And eventually you'll see where your starting place is. And it may take you 200 words. It may take 5-10 minutes of rambling in front of a microphone, which you can edit out. You know, for all you know, I've been talking to this microphone for 20 minutes before I turn this on. And I've just deleted that off of the beginning. I'm pretty sure you can tell so far that that's not what happened. But that's my battle, is to, and battle is not the word I want to use. That's my challenge. It's the challenge that I want. The reason that I want to do this every day between Random Badassery and Patreon, to record 5 days a week, is to push myself, is to put myself in a circumstance that I have to rise to. And that's something I haven't done for a very long time. For a very long time, I have been pushing myself, but knowing where my limit was, or where I imagined my limit was, and making sure I stayed just below that. Playing it safe. or something that like people in the self-help world like to refer to as playing small instead of playing big. And I want to put myself in a circumstance, kind of like an escape artist. I want to put myself in a circumstance where I have to figure out a way out of the, you know, the chains and the ice tank that I'm submerged in. Water tank. Like Harry Houdini. So that's my challenge. Almost said battle again. And one of the best things that I can do for myself is to leave things in like that, where I say the wrong word and I correct myself and just let this be natural. The way I would if Lamb was here or Tom was here. I would just stumble through my words and it shouldn't be any different. But those little obstacles, those little things, these little barriers that I've created, they have stopped me from doing the things that I wanted to do. So I have to recognize them and move beyond them. Now, of course, this doesn't apply to every field out there. You don't want your heart surgeon or your pilot just starting and then figuring it out after they're already in the air or in your chest. You kind of want them to know where they're going from the beginning. But when it comes to things of a creative nature, things that don't have set methods and steps and rules, sometimes the hardest thing is to figure out where the beginning is. And I think that's ultimately what keeps us out of the chair, is we don't know where the beginning is. It's not that we don't have anything to say, or it's that we don't know which to say, or any of those other phrases that I've said. It really is just we don't know where the beginning is. And we're afraid if we don't know the beginning that we can't do the rest. And maybe that's from looking at the wrong fields for comparison, comparing ourselves as creative people to airplane pilots and heart surgeons, people who go to school to learn the steps, to memorize terminology, to know that when this situation happens, you do this or this. But that's not the way the creative field works. The creative field is not a step-by-step. You could make it that, but the moment that you put a formula into something, it just turns into shit. Look at all these, when we make fun of movies from Hollywood, what do we make fun of them for? One of the big things we make fun of them for is for being formulaic. So, the creative challenge is to stumble, is to fall, to move forward, and figure it out. There's so many novelists that'll tell you that just because you wrote a novel doesn't mean when you start the next one you have any idea what the hell you're doing. Stand-up comedians say the same thing. They write their, you know, like their 1 hour for their special. And then they go to write another one, and it's like starting fresh. You know, they have to throw that old material away, but they start fresh like they don't know what they're doing. That's a good place to be. There's a lot of things that talk about the importance of a beginner mindset. So if you can continually put yourself in a place where you have to figure things out, then you're always staying in that continual learning mindset, which is exactly what I'm trying to do. It's probably why I continue to trip myself up and change things and create obstacles and all of these things, because I'm trying to simulate the beginner mindset. So it will be interesting to see the way over time me in front of this microphone changes, the way it transforms. I don't know, like right now as I'm talking about this, I'm listening to things that I'm saying and I'm going, okay, of the little mini shows that I'm doing within this feed, which one am I going to put this into? And so, I mean, I sort of talk about writing. I could put it in Pants of the Chair, but it's not really about writing. It's definitely not about technology. And I think that's where the little bucket of the What I Want to Talk About show will exist. It will be the catch all. If it's not Deepboxing, if it's not the other two shows or any other focus show that I do, I'll just put it in What I Want to Talk About. That title seems to cover everything. Another thing I've been considering, might as well throw it in here. Maybe if I can find the time to do some research, see, doing that limiting mindset again. When I create the time to do some research, I'd like to do some crime focused stuff. I watch and read a lot of true crime, so it would be interesting. That's another idea I have. So anyways, welcome to the first episode of I Don't Know What the Hell I'm Talking About. But this is the beginning. This is where everything starts. And I am willing to accept that this is clumsy. But at least I turn on the microphone and I put my ass in this chair. And if I can keep doing that, then I can keep moving somewhere. I can keep battering up against that limitation and stretching it further and further and finding out what the hell I am truly capable of doing.